When we look at addiction within our society, it's an absolute phenomenon that we've placed a lot of the ownership onto the individual themselves, right? They're the ones addicted. They're the ones that have to take responsibility for it. And, you know, you can kind of track this to tobacco and certainly alcohol in today's day and age where, you know, you have all these commercials of like drink responsibly and this notion that, well, hey, it's society overall that doesn't have an issue with alcohol except for you. So if you have an issue with alcohol, it's on you to seek treatment or be responsible for it, avoid it, and all such other things. When in reality, there's an addicting factor in there regardless of, you know, who it is. It's not like when we look at alcohol, it's really not good for anybody. It's just societally acceptable in terms of, you know, as a drug and things of that nature. And what's very interesting is that as a culture, we're extending this ownership of, you know, the individual, the rugged individualness of it all onto now food and health within our culture, right? It's like, if you eat crap food, that's on you, right? The consumer, beware, do your research so it has clean ingredients, this and that. But even when you buy like organic or, you know, whatever other sort of buzzwords, you still have to kind of really look to make sure that it is indeed what they say it is. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there is a phenomenal TikToker out there who essentially rebrands, like people challenge him to rebrand Oreos as a health food or whatever other, like just insanely unhealthy thing, right? They'll challenge him in a creative way to like, hey, change a Twinkie into, you know, a protein bar. And how would you market it that way, right? And he's able to do it. And so you kind of see like what it's really does for me and for others, it seems, is expose the lies of marketing, right? We can market anything as this thing that it's all good for you. It's no big deal, except it's a Twinkie, right? Or so whatever else it can be. And we've just accepted this idea that, okay, you know, that's on you as the individual to, you know, avoid that, to, you know, do your due diligence and so forth, as opposed to really looking at the totality of it all, right? Again, look at alcohol. Alcohol is addictive, right? And it's just, it affects obviously people very negatively, you know, that have a more greater gravity towards that addiction, let's say, but it doesn't mean it doesn't affect others. And so that's the strange part about it, is just that dichotomy where we allow essentially companies to abdicate all responsibility and just push it onto the individual, even, you know, and they take no ownership of all this crap that they're trying to pump into us. And again, it becomes sort of insidious when you look at it through a food lens, certainly in the makeup space. You know, I think they're like give or take 10 banned substances in the US versus like 40,000 in the EU, and we just put all that stuff, like it's just mind-blowing, right? And you know, what is the solution? I don't necessarily know and things like that, but I just wanted to kind of pose that to shift everyone's perspective a little bit more. And in fact, you know, the reason why I even started considering this is because one of the shows that I work on called Pulling the Thread with Elise Lunan, she did a special series on addiction, and it's still ongoing for a few more weeks. So I'll link to the episodes that are already out, you know, from Holly Whitaker and Eric Carr Fisher. You know, they really sort of break it down and get you to think about like, oh, wow, you know, all the things that we've accepted as norm, maybe we should question that and rethink it. And when we can start doing that, we can act differently, you know, individually as well as otherwise. Yeah, I wanted to kind of shift that perspective for you with this. But let me know in the comment section down below, you know, what do you think? You know, is this something that is equally as mind-blowing to you? Did you already know about this? Do you disagree with it? You know, curious to hear your thoughts, as always. So thank you, and I appreciate you. Hope to see you next time.